Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
People are eating up those dad emails, Chemda.
Yes, unfortunately for you.
KeithandtheGirl.com/dad. It's a collection of all the sections that we talked about. Me pretending I'm my ex-wife, writing to my dad, who initially wrote her behind my back thinking I wouldn't find out.
What a convoluted thing to say.
Yeah.
And it's clear as day. Like, oh, I just heard what you said, but I'm always like, that didn't happen.
Right. KeithandtheGirl.com/dad. And for part two, KeithandtheGirl.com/dad2. Easy to send to your friends and enemies.
Ugh.
Father Time writes on our forums, can I say here that the song Cats in the Cradle is bullshit? The old man says that he's away from home a lot and his son grows up mostly without him, but when he contacts his son to visit, his son says the job is a hassle and his kid has the flu. Your son is spending time with his family. Not at all what you did, Dad. The song's premise is bullshit. The father is wrong in thinking his son grew up just like him.
I see his point.
Huh?
I see his point.
The son turned out great. Bye, Pops. So good for him.
Oh, he's disinterested in you, Dad, not his life.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm not talking to you. Because I'm dealing with my actual life that you had no interest until just now that you're retired.
See?
Okay, all right.
So stop crying over that song. The sun turned out fine.
Yeah, there just you like you, not.
Right? All right, today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, he's been on Comedy Central's Roast Battle, Just for Laughs. Kenda sees his weekly show that he hosts, Too Many Cooks, Thursdays here in New York City at Lucky Jack's.
It's the best.
JP McDade.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. All folk singers can go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Did I tell you he's very aggressive?
What do you mean by aggressive?
Let me tell you about Father and Son by Cat Stevens. Do you get along with your family?
Yeah, we're good. We're cool.
That's so weird. What's that like?
Yeah, it is weird.
You got to get along. You don't have to be best friends.
Okay.
It's got to be fine. Keep it at like a B-, B level.
Right. And dad shouldn't
that's
hit on.
That's sustainable.
Dad should never hit on your exes, right?
Yeah, I'm very confused by that whole situation, but I think that whatever happened shouldn't have happened.
I'll tell you that much.
And now we're dad fishing and we're in dangerous waters.
It is odd. I mean, I know I've mentioned this obviously, but I put together a collection of the different times we talked about the email so everybody can have it in one simple place to throw up.
He's
going to
just kill himself when this is revealed. He's like, oh, excuse me.
Well, he finally gets something right. I mean, no offense. Obviously, no offense. But it's just, if someone plays back to you what you wrote to your son's ex-wife and you want to kill yourself, you should have considered that a while ago.
Right.
Like, that's why would that be your wake-up call? Why wouldn't you saying you made this old man's libido jingle be your wake-up call? Why? Why? Look at
because that's what you're thinking, oh, once I send an email, it's gone forever. And enter. That's how email works. It's like a fax. Goodbye.
I mean, he's carving this shit in stone, you know?
Yeah.
This email will self-destruct.
He's right like away. Writing your next book.
He knows. He was so sure that not only did me and my ex-wife not talk, we never will talk.
Mm-hmm.
This will never come up.
And not just that, like, he's so sure that she's not so mad at you
right.
that this would start causing a huge friction or
right.
that she would say terrible things behind your back that she did, you
right.
know?
So I was thinking at first, you know, I'm going
to... Hey, you don't talk to Keith anymore, your ex-husband. Maybe talk to me. That's seems the next logical step.
You like Keith enough. How about an older and wiser Keith? Somebody that's been
Keith classic.
Not only am I me, I've known Keith his whole life. I'm not a copy of a copy. I'm more the original.
Right.
I have my latest album, I'm Dating Your Mom, as the banner on our website. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time to change that to something. Do I change it to a link to these dad emails?
Wow, 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 wow. What?
I don't know.
Would the picture show? Like, what are we photoshopping?
My dad doing magic on stage. No, I don't know. My dad whacking off. to my ex. I don't know.
Well, I like his autobiography, Keith's autobiography, is on the cover. It's him smiling. But behind him, there's like some holes in dirt and a shovel because his dad used to make him dig holes when he got in trouble for doing nothing.
Of course. So
yeah, it's called discipline. Yeah. I get along with my parents.
They made a movie about it. It's in a book. It's called Holes. Yeah. That's the exact premise of the book and the movie.
The lawsuit's still going.
Yeah.
So I like that. Should we make the cover of your book there?
Well, that just convolutes the whole lawsuit.
Right. No, you're right. We have to come up with something else.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe the cover of Cat's Cradle. The cat's in the cradle.
Right.
Maybe just a silver spoon.
The Ugly Kid Joe cover with the middle finger. The Dennis the Menace punk kid with the middle finger.
That's funny.
Okay, we'll see.
Maybe you doing a version of that.
How about just big, bold letters that say, Dad, click here. Oh. Fuck you.
Oh. And then you'll finally know if your dad's looking on your site or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Dad's the best.
Do you care if he finds out now?
Apparently not.
I don't. Yeah.
Apparently not.
I don't know.
When we were reading those old emails, the uneven oxen email, mm-hmm, from 2003, I came across some old emails. He's disowned me more than once before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, okay. It'll happen again. What am I going to miss out? I can't take out the car? Who gives a shit?
I love it. He disowned him right before your wedding, right?
Yes.
You got disowned.
Because he wanted the attention, mm-hmm, so that people would go, so that he'd be begged to come. And I'd rather he was there because I don't want the other family to be like, what kind of weirdo doesn't have parents coming to the wedding? But that's it. It's not a big deal to me. And he was hoping it was. And then surprise, surprise, last minute, he can make it.
Well, your dad was like, I don't care that you're going to pay for my hotel room and everything that it takes for me to get there. I don't even want that.
We didn't say that. We didn't. Right. No one promised you that. I don't know why you're bringing that up.
Even though I never take your mother on any vacation or even out of state or out of this city or out of this home. No, we will not come to your catered black tie event that this other family paid for.
What's going to be awkward is when my dad wins a CACO award this year and I have to call him to congratulate him.
The reveal.
I take these awards so seriously that I feel I have no choice. If people enjoy these shows, then there you have it. We'll see. We'll change the banner to something, though. Something fun.
Maybe this is why JP thinks he gets along with his family.
It's right.
Like, well, yeah, I don't have anything like this going on. I'm clearing a pretty low bar.
Well, what's funny, I enjoy how many people thought I was going too far with these emails. And then when you hear them all at once, they're like, oh, yeah, I came around.
Yeah.
You know, I read an email the other day. This guy, him and his brother caught his stepfather caught his father having sex, raping the stepdaughter. Demanded, threatened that the kids don't tell anybody.
Or he'll kill them.
He goes, I'd rather that than have your dad, Keith. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Okay, that's something I got to wake up to.
Yeah. Maybe not like fully wake up. Hit the snooze a couple times until you really can handle it.
Right.
I don't know. I would need a minute. You're scaring me. What? Should we put like a red flag on you somewhere?
I just don't like that the holidays are coming. I got to decide what to do quickly, right?
This is you every year. Should I go to my parents' house? They're going to try to make me go to church. Can I go around church? I'll just come for one day, the one day they don't go to church, and make up an excuse. And I'm like, nobody cares, Keith. Go or don't.
Right. Well, I like seeing the siblings.
Yeah. And your mom.
And my mom.
Okay. So you guys should all get together somewhere and not tell your dad.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah. Right.
I can email everybody.
Yeah. You ever try that, JP?
Plot a trip with that one specific person. Yeah. I don't have the organizational skills to pull that off. It'll never work.
Oh, well.
But Keith, knowing you, you'll be on the phone with your dad and by accident go, so I'll see you Saturday fucking hell.
Click.
Holy shit.
Oh, well. Last night was the Video Music Awards.
Nah.
And I understand I'm an adult and I shouldn't be watching it and it's not for me, but I do want to know, like, all right, what's a Lizzo, right? Is that a person? Is it a type of coffee? Turns out it's a person.
Oh.
It's a female singer.
Lizzo.
So, you know, I like keeping hip. I like knowing what's going on out there. And I found out some things. The host, it's funny. I see a lot of these shows now, these award shows, they're getting rid of the host, right? Ever since they said, Kevin Hart, we don't think you can do the Oscars, they decided to have no host because of that controversy. And they go, hey, guess what? No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
I don't need to pay $5 million for you to tell two jokes or whatever it equals right. out to.
Are those jokes?
They come out for their 5 minutes. It's not a, you know, and then once in a while they have to come out in case something's running late or short. That's it. Nobody needs you.
Yeah, but when it's running late or short, the host comes out and is just flustered usually.
Yeah.
And then just reveals that there's something. Like, I wasn't supposed to be on stage, but that's show business, right? Yeah. Show must go on. I'm like, what? Isn't this the hosting part?
Well, I think that's it. I think like so few people have the skill to do it anymore. Just how the entertainment business has gone. There's like a very limited pool of people who could actually do a good job of hosting one of these award shows. So like,
and that's why we're here. Vote JP.
Let's go. But I want to host the, you know, PETA awards. Just, I don't know, anything. Get my feet wet.
But yeah, the comic will be like, oh, I got to fill time. Robert De Niro, how was your day?
Right. And
it's like, yeah, the hilarious Robert De Niro is going to tell us how his day was.
Yeah, not only that, they take these risks that I understand, but it these like black tie affairs of like awards to each other jerk off fests right. is not the time for some of these things. Like, who was it that walked some audience around?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh,
brought people out from the street, taking a tour bus into the Oscars. And of course, they just gawk at these celebrities in the front row. Then you find out one of the guys was a rapist.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He just got out of jail.
And also, it's not your show, so you can't be as edgy, but he's like making fun of someone's name because it sounds more ethnic than like the stuff that we're right. used to. And it's like, okay, all right. I think you're just supposed to say like, you know, weird, very straightforward, stupid.
And that's
shit.
Part of the skill is like breaking people's balls without going over the line in like a very corporate setting, and it's network TV and it's families who are watching.
Exactly.
But you got to be able to rib people because that's like the whole concept of the roast came about from like the formal roast, at least from like toasting at a wedding or something where mm-hmm. there's like, or some kind of banquet where it's like,
or people just, on a stoop, but
yeah. Well, no, there's like playing the dozens like that, but there's also like the roast itself. It's like, okay, if we just give compliments to this one person the whole time, there's going to be this weird tension. So we need to like break some balls and release the tension and like just make fun of, because like to balance it out, otherwise it gets weird. So that's like the skill that's involved in hosting an award show like that, where you have to be able to say, hey, this idiot, A-list celebrity, and like crack a joke that makes everyone laugh.
But imagine the
this idiot crack a joke. JP's ready.
Right. Imagine the very first roast, though, when it was more, you know, you can be more edgy or more racist. And it's like, well, we can't just praise him the whole time. Let's say something about black people. Then we'll say how good he did.
Make fun of the Chinese.
Yeah. I mean, we'll start with his fat friend, but nobody likes a fat friend.
Well, the host for the VMAs was Sebastian Maniscalco. And
such funny timing. This is a total coincidence.
What do you know?
I find him a cross between Dice and Dane Cook. And
he opened for Dice in the early 2000s.
He picked something up, I think. Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, you want to do an impression of him, you have to take off the pop filter,
What's
right?
What's the matter with you? What are you doing?
There's a, you know, they do a, I think Taylor Swift started, and there's a bunch of, you know, that fake fog on stage. And it goes, my mom was cooking zucchini backstage.
Well, he doesn't have a disease.
It seems like he has Parkinson's.
For 20,000 people.
Keith is like trying to win an Academy Award for his performance over here for a disabled person.
He's about to have
I give it all.
Just my left foot in it over there. Trying to do Maniscalco.
A vein is going to pop from his brain.
What is a Cardi B?
But you played him at Shtick or Treat last year.
Did an impression of him.
So perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God, it was amazing. You did like some miming and stuff.
Well, yeah, his act is super act out heavy. So I like got in the gym for a month and I acted out every joke as hard as I could. And I was like miming. I was actually miming doing stuff in the gym, and it was thoroughly exhausting. Yeah.
Did he? You got that retweeted and reposted a lot, that clip of you from Shtick or Treat. Did he end up seeing it? Do you know if he did?
I believe he did, because some publication that put it out there got like a message from his publicist that was like, if you want to do something with the real Sebastian or whatever it said, it was like an innocuous thing. But it led me to believe that, yeah, he'd probably seen it.
That's fun.
And I know that because I did Anthony Jeselnik first, like a few years ago. And I know that, like, I think it was Mark Norman who told me that he showed it to Amy Schumer and she liked it. And then I think Anthony saw it that way. But then I wound up doing it in front of him a couple years later.
What was that like? How?
It was a little bit awkward, but like I was doing Roast Battle in LA and.
Do you and do him?
Mission accomplished. But Jeff Ross knew that I could do an impression of him. And he did this on the TV show too. But when Anthony was judging at Roast Battle in LA, Jeff like made me do an impression of him before the show started. He's like, "How you doing, Anthony?" And I had to be like, "Probably the greatest of all time." And it got a big laugh, but Anthony was like, "I regret coming here."
Really?
No, he was all right about it. I can't imagine anything more awkward than seeing someone do an impression of you like in front of you.
I would love it. No, wait, never mind.
Oh, I was excited. I was ready to go.
Keith's had one loaded.
Hey, so speaking of the Video Music Awards, is Cardi B mentally challenged and no one is admitting it?
I don't think so. Okay. I think she's toothily challenged. Okay. She's got like the fake teeth in there that might make her sound a little dumber. But I think, didn't she have like a couple of sit downs with Bernie Sanders where they like talked about the issues and stuff? And she's actually a little more clever than she lets on. I think she's hyping up like a persona.
Okay. I've never heard her speak.
I'm envious of you. But she talks exactly like an old coworker I used to have. So I just like can't listen to anything she does.
Why don't they tell these celebrities that when they have a mic, you know, coming right from the ground, it doesn't have to be up to their face.
When people like bend over.
Yeah. Right. So some people know not to bend over. Some people don't. So it starts, the first person bends over. You can tell the sound guy has to fix that real quick.
It's like eating the microphone.
And then the second person goes, "No, idiot, you can just stand." Well, now you can't hear. You can't stand now. You got to bend over and play the game now.
But why not tell people? Like, we have a list of things that we actually laminated and put in front of new guests where right. It's like, hey, if we talk about an ad, you know, this is going to happen. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom, please don't fucking stop the show. Like that stuff that we've encountered that it's like, okay, enough people ask us if they can curse, we put it on the thing.
And that's what normal people will do. I think it's just celebrities are weird. Like, they'll have the stage manager backstage say like, okay, don't stand too close to the microphone. And the celebrity about to go present is just like, yeah, okay, whatever. And they just, it falls on deaf ears and they go do whatever.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that they don't listen to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be so nervous. I'd be practicing the names that I'm supposed to say.
Adele Dazeem.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
I'm bringing it back.
John Travolta was there. He was presenting an award with somebody. And you know, he's not going to know. Never mind, he didn't know, you know, a Broadway star that you assume he would know. He didn't know. He's not going to know any of these new. I didn't know what a Lizzo is. He's not going to know any of these names, right?
I'd love to see his take on Charlie XCX. Be a real interesting pronunciation.
So this woman presenter with him says, "Here, why don't you read the envelope?" And he goes, "No." Passes it back to her. She goes, "No, seriously, go ahead." And he's like, "Oh." He said, no joke. He goes, "You know me, I'll fuck it up."
Oh, that's funny.
But you can tell he's being serious. Like, I will fuck it up.
Even funnier.
The person winning the award is Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift comes on. She was doing a performance with all these drag queens. He takes the award, John Travolta, gives it to a fake Taylor Swift that was dressed up like her.
Yes.
And with attitude. Like,
it's a good bit.
Like, yeah. This one, I know I'll get right. He's like,
I don't know names, but I know faces. Here we go.
Because this is Taylor Swift.
Ah, yes.
And here is the award from me, John Travolta, newly shaved head, to you, who is definitely Taylor. You're not accepting it, Taylor. Taylor, John, you're putting your hands up like it's a rattlesnake. Oh, look, another Taylor. You take it? Okay, you'll take it. Good.
He's like the prime example. John Travolta, I think, just sits in like a glass cube until it's time for him to be on TV or in a movie or something. He just like absorbs nutrients through a syringe. Doesn't eat, doesn't sleep. Just kind of sits there in a bunker. And then they pull him out when they need Travolta.
But what a big day for the drag queen of Taylor Swift.
It'd be, do you know if the drag queen would have taken it? It's Thursday now.
Right. Mm.
Thank you. Legally. She does the speech.
But if he dropped it, it's like a cheer stick and he goes to Hades.
Right. Yeah. So everybody is loving this artist, Lizzo.
Okay.
She's an overweight black woman telling you, you know, be yourself, be comfortable, dancing all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know,
I saw her on a different award show. Okay, she's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but
she's the flautist, right?
You know what's plays funny is all you had to do is say like an overweight black woman. I'm like, well, there's only one. There's only one overweight person allowed in the right. realm of Hollywood and the adjacent parts.
Yeah, we lost Aretha Franklin.
Yes, and then
Precious was hot for a second.
That's mm-hmm. right. She's gone. Gone. And who else? That's it. And
Monique got skinny.
And now we got Lizzo. But what's funny is like all the songs that that she did, they're like party songs and about being yourself. And then she keeps drinking fake tequila. It's like, believe in yourself. Fuck them. Don't listen to them. Have self-esteem.
I'll be you, I guess.
Well, I mean, you could tell it's empty. You know, these people never think they have to act like they're drinking or...
you know, I remember like I used to be in this musical and we were supposed to be drunks on stage and I would fill mine with tea because I'm like, well, I got to sing a whole bunch. So here's me like lubricating my thing. But then like things started spilling on the stage. Now we got to dance on people spilled drinks. And they were like, don't put liquid in the bottle anymore. And that's all people had to say after the show is, oh, you were going blah, 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 blah. But you guys weren't drinking. There was nothing in the bottle. I'm like, fucking let's just spill the water all over the stage. But this is so distracting. I hate it in movies where people are sipping coffee. And I'm like, there's nothing in there. I could tell by the way you're picking it up and you're going. And I'm like, nope, nope. Right. Or they're carrying four coffees on one of those trays, like directly.
Whoa. No, the stakes are very low here. There's nothing in those cups. Wasn't there a rock musician who used to have like a bottle of Jack Daniels full of iced tea on stage and you drink it over the course of the show trying to look like a badass?
Right.
That's even lamer.
Yeah. Like, but I bet that's Metallica after their fucking therapy sessions.
So
they're the only people I didn't appreciate going to therapy. Like, I think you guys got worse.
Let something be a mystery, guys.
It's just like, you know what? I am hurting. I'm like,
yeah.
God, hurt in some other way. Dude, write more about it. Right. Stop.
Yeah, some kind of monster. Oh, it was sad. Right?
God, they were just whiny. Well, I said you can't talk to me like that. Go to another room. Go play guitar.
I told you I'd have to leave by 6.
I have a life.
I wish you would respect my schedule.
Missy Elliott won the Video Vanguard Award, and I noticed that MTV no longer calls it the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
Good for them.
But Missy Elliott didn't get that memo, and she's the only one saying thank you for the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
Please, it's like, Missy, please. It's called the Michael Jackson Child Pornography Vanguard Award. Call it by the right name.
And she's lip syncing, of course, but dancing all around. But why bother lip syncing? And then sometimes you just don't, and you sound the same. Like you don't have you're doing a headstand, so you don't have the microphone, but I still hear you the same. Do the lip syncing, fine. But record yourself out of breath. Yeah. Record a mistake.
Some people
keep
do.
The illusion going.
Record you're out of pitch.
A lot of rappers these days have just dropped the act, and like you'll go to their show and they barely even rap along to their own songs. They're just kind of listening to it on stage. Mm. Just running around.
They love it too.
Yeah.
They're like,
but it's hard to rap live, but you should probably make an effort.
It's hard to rap live.
Yeah, that's why I'm paying money.
Right. Yeah. You're in this giant arena. So we bought all your shit. Now do the hard thing.
It's a high wire act, but it's really just a line on the ground. And I'm like, I can see that.
Right. But here's the thing about Missy Elliott, and this is all due respect. Super talented.
She's amazing, yeah.
But honestly, stay behind the scenes. Like when she raps, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I guess you made the beat, so you get to rap on it. You know, like I think she
did she make the beats for this album?
I don't fucking know, but she's usually like a behind the scenes and working with Timberland person. Yeah. But both her and Timberland, when they got on mic, I'm like, I guess you know enough people where you can, you know, work together with them and be that kind of artist. But you guys make hits for people and you take it like she has great taste in what's going to happen. Just, I don't know.
Right.
Not you.
I'm being told the iced tea was the Clash.
Was it?
The Jack Daniels iced tea.
Oh, that's funny.
But you would see all the rockers with Jack Daniels, and they're really slugging it down, so who knows? Miley Cyrus wasn't lip-syncing, and that's what makes it so obvious when people are lip-syncing. Mm.
How'd she do? That's hard.
It was great.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she does.
Right.
She sings. Is it hard for her? Okay. All right. There should be a website where you can look up, hey, I got tickets for Madonna. Does she lip sync?
Yes.
Yeah, the Milli Vanilli Index.
Right.
Yeah,
it tells you how often, what percent did they lip sync in the award shows, what percent did they lip sync in concert.
You know what's so ironic? If one of the Milli Vanillis, are they still alive? I know one of them killed themselves.
Really?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And it was totally not understandable, but it made sense when you heard about it because they were the first to be caught lip syncing.
Right.
And then now, if they're watching anything, they have to be like, yeah. Are you kidding? My friend killed himself.
Yeah, we died for your sins. Yeah.
Right.
So you can keep doing this shit.
He goes, wow, they're going to have to take back all these Grammys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Of weird. Everybody. By the way, does Madonna lip sync?
Yeah, of course. You can't. She's a dancer, first of all. I don't think she's like a phenomenal singer. She has a lot of strength because she built that up. She like exercised her way to that. But
she sings off key on the record. I'm pretty sure.
She's a dancer. She was like a really, really talented, very educated, how do you say educated dancer? But
accomplished, like, yeah.
Amazing, but and a performer, but she can't sing. And then once you're doing those moves, you're out of breath so fast.
Yeah. On her albums, did she say, can I lip sync this? And they're like, no, you have to actually record something. Then you can take it.
In the booth, lip sync.
Well, my girlfriend today told me she got Madonna tickets and wants
for
me
who?
To go.
Oh,
for me and her.
No. I mean, yeah, that's all. She's so nice. Why does she want to go with you?
Like, I'm the best.
No, she tried this with ballet and she's not learning her lesson. Don't even look at me or JP when I tell this story. Okay. She got ballet. She's a ballerina, now comic, but she was like incredible, still looks like a ballerina. Phenomenal. Anyway, she goes to a ballet, takes Keith. For what? And then Keith,
a class or the ballet?
The like ballet.
In the theater, yeah.
Yeah, in the theater.
Like, by the way,
oh boy.
I don't know if you've ever been. It is such a creepy feeling, this ballet, because you see these people being tortured on stage, probably tortured since they were 8, probably never really had a choice to get into it. You know, their feet are being busted. I felt like I was in the movie The Purge. And I'm, you know, high society. What, dance for me, you fucking.
Little eyes wide shut.
Yeah, this pleases me enough. That's how they clap too.
So now, if you are into dance, this is a beautiful thing that you're having a reaction to. If you're sitting next to Keith Malley, he's telling you all that stuff in real time. Like, he's whispering to you things like, and normally you find him amusing. But right now you're in your element. You're in your, like, wow, I get to watch a ballet. Like,
you know, they make all these girls sleep in little drawers.
But the guys don't need to be on their toes, just the women.
Yes, now's the time for Keith and his anti
men's rights.
Yeah,
over
right,
there.
Yeah.
I go, until there's equality, I'll be outside by the fountain
with all the gays. Okay, so then they leave halfway, like at intermission. He's like, whatever. So she's like, we can just go. Then they have the balls to come sit here on mic and go, no, it was Kyle's idea to leave during intermission because she had had enough.
Well, I could see that. Like,
JP.
Being a comic, though, like if I took someone to a comedy show, I'd be like, all right, I'm about ready to leave about halfway through. So if she's a ballet dancer, you know, she might be just kind of over it. Ready to go.
Well, what's interesting is she bought Madonna tickets for me, and now she's still going to owe me because I went to Madonna.
How?
Doubling down.
Madonna. I had the Immaculate Collection.
You better not have a good time at Madonna.
Wow, Madonna. So is she that into Madonna?
Yes.
That she would take you?
Yeah. I think her favorite song is Like a Surgeon. But yeah, she's a fan. I masturbated to Body of Evidence, the Basic Instinct ripoff that Madonna did. So I can, you know.
Which one's that?
I thought you were reading a question or something like from a listener. You're like, no, I'm just pointing it out.
So I'm a fan too, you know.
Madonna is touring?
I hope so. Or I don't know who we're seeing. Probably one of those Times Square assholes dressing up.
Rolling Stones are touring. Apparently they don't lip sync.
Okay.
But like they'll sing about 2/3 of the song, but they won't lip sync.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. They're 2/3 alive.
And so they always have good backup singers. So like, right. Really good, no matter what.
Hmm. It'll be fun to guess when Madonna's lip syncing and when she's not, I suppose. That'll be the game.
I don't think you're going to have to guess.
Really. You think it's always?
No, I think there are moments where her mic is live. but it might be on the slower songs because then she doesn't have to dance around.
I just want to hear politics.
So she'll be like, how are you, Michigan? And you're in New York. And like, right. Yep, that's real. That wasn't what I'm
saying. Right. Billy Ray Cyrus was there, and he was with Lil Nas X because that was the, it's no longer, but it was the number one song for like 10 years.
It's the worst fucking song ever made, but good for them.
Got a tractor in the back, my horse is kind of whack, something, 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 won't you please cut me some slack, ain't no gonna tell me nothing.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the song, Keith. Thank
so you.
You
know it?
Yeah, that's the one. I named that tune.
And Billy Ray Cyrus, who I think is on the outs with his daughter, Miley, is like, whenever somebody sees me, tell me if this was a dig or not. He says, everybody asks me, where is Lil Nas X? Like, no, we'd be asking you if we ask you anything.
Because they have nothing else to talk to you about, Billy. Your achy, breaky heart was broken a long time ago. Just shut up.
And he's like, I want to thank God because I don't get this song either. But all right.
Yeah, he stands there and he's like, I don't know how I do it, but I keep having a hit.
Right. Hmm. And Lil Nas X, not a regular performer, of course. He trips over fellow dancers a couple of times.
Stop it.
Yeah.
There was no rehearsal?
You know.
You kind of know where your backup dancers are going to go because they have to.
Well, whenever it's they do this move where everybody stops. And there's
hammer
this,
time.
And there's this little window where he's supposed to obviously walk straight backwards. But you see him start walking at an angle. And you go, oh, no. Because these dancers, they don't move out of your way.
No, they right. can't. They'll be shot.
Right. So he trips over.
No. Somebody. Come on.
I enjoyed it.
Do you remember, what's the Duffy girl? She had a sister also.
Oh, Hillary Duff?
Thank you.
Hillary Duff.
Oh, JP. Love it. So Hillary Duff, sweet angel princess, I understand. But they tried to make her a singer, which maybe she could sing. But then they tried to, like, she was pop music. And so they were like, well, you got to do some dance moves. And bless her soul. She can, Keith, you can do more choreography than her.
Yeah.
They cut her video. Like, and you could see she has this one move where she swings her hand up, swings her hand down, swings her hand up. And when she gets it in the video, she's like, holy shit.
You see it on her face.
Thank God she can't dance. She might have saved her life. She would have gotten into the music business and run through the pop star machine. That would have been ugly.
There's a female artist, hip hop, I think, Normani. And I'm watching her dance, and she has a shirt over her bra, and the dancer's going to pull the shirt off, like rip it off.
Yeah.
But it's not ripping, really. And like, he's really strong.
He's like biting it.
I mean, I would have been like, okay, if that ever happens again, we leave the shirt on. Yes. Like, he's really like, this shirt will not fuck it. He's going at all. He's going around her.
No.
If you ask me, Keith, you're 45. Why do you watch this? That's why. He has one foot on her ass pulling the shirt.
It's like when you get a mattress delivered in one of those little boxes and you're trying to like get the plastic off of it. Like with the
he pulls out a box cutter.
The box cutter.
This is a tight shirt.
Oh, how did Janet Jackson do it?
Right. Ariana Grande won Artist of the Year. She rubs me weird ever since that Pete Davidson thing, because you broke up with him and then the very next day you have a song called Take You Next that he's included. So you kind of knew.
You take this too serious. She's just another pop star. He's probably not that great either. He just seems more down to earth than a superstar. By the way, Julia Schachter writing in, Hillary Duff isn't that sweet. She's a Republican. Fuck Hillary Duff. You don't know how to dance. I don't know who gave you an...
Canceled.
I wish you were in the Mickey Mouse Club and got exploited. Ironic that your name is Hillary.
We had Maddie Smith on fairly recently. She was talking about being hired for Wild and Out.
Yeah, I got hired for shows. A lot of fun.
Here's Maddie Smith on Wild and Out. They go, all right,
we're giving out fake awards. You're going to get an award. We're going to tell you who got the award. You're going to have to be that person. And you're going to have to make up what the award is for and your thank you speech.
Ariana Grande.
And that's when they told her it was Ariana Grande?
Yeah. So she comes out, tongue out, head tilting, all different.
Yo, this is
dope. Okay, I want to say thank you for giving me the I Forgot I Was White award. It's so easy because, like, this is dope. I'm like, it's so cool. I can't believe I'm here with Wildin' Out with my people. Just, like, so cool. So I just want to thank Mariah Carey for doing what you do and then letting me steal it and make it worse. One more thing. I want to say that God is a woman, specifically a black woman, specifically me. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Maddie.
It could not have been better. Oh, man.
And then bringing up Mariah Carey, of course, yes. Nick Cannon was with Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even put that together. It's deeper than I thought. And that hoo-hoo-hoo, she fucking nailed that. That's a Mariah Carey riff.
Right.
That's, like, so specific. So many. Wow, Maddie. Mm.
I was on Comedy Knockout with Mateo Lane, and I just mentioned Mariah Carey in one of my jokes because I knew he could do the impression. Then he did, like, the whistle tone, like, all the way high note.
He's impressive with that.
He's pretty good.
Let's hear you do it.
Not for free.
Then they did that. The finale was all the these old hip-hop greats. Naughty by Nature, Ice-T.
What?
It was never really my thing.
People are like, Ice-T from Twitter?
Right. Oh, the cop actor.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Neither my tweet.
Killing people was the best thing that ever happened to hip hop. We all agree, right?
La 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 la. Maybe drugs. Drugs was a good one.
Too. Okay. Yeah.
The turntable, I think, was big.
Turntable was big.
That was a big one.
Maybe that's the poll. What was bigger and better for hip hop, the turntable or guns?
Or murder.
Actually, the riots, right? Because that's where a lot of people got their equipment.
That's true. Yeah.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Right? All right, top movies of the weekend. Hem's favorite topic always.
Yes! Tell me the movies.
Number one movie. I'm going to name a movie. You tell me if it's real.
Okay.
Okay?
They're all fake, by the way. I learned that.
Come and Get Some.
What?
Is that real or did I just make it up?
You made it up.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right.
But I was scared about that one. Right.
All right. These will be real. The number one movie is Angel Has Fallen.
What's that?
That's a real one, yeah.
It's the sequel to...
Barely, but yeah.
Olympus Has Fallen, where somebody has to defend the president. The White House is being attacked by an insider. Then London Has Fallen. All these are with Gerard Butler. He's the protector. He's the right-hand man. London Has Fallen. He's got to save the president in London. Now, this one is Angel Has Fallen, and I didn't see it yet, but I can tell...
Looks like the dumbest shit of all time.
The government is sure that this guy who not only saved the president twice, saved the world twice, because obviously the nuclear bombs were involved, they think he is the bad guy. This government turns out, it's like Ethan Hunt. They turn on him every single fucking move. It's a trust them! Trust them! Believe them! 007 is good!
They have to keep burning his resume every time he saves the world. So that's... But no, this is like one of, is it based on a book? It's like based on some dumbass book for old men, right? Like, it's the same Tom Clancy book every time.
40% by critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 95% by stupids. That it's always funny to me when it's such a big difference.
Maybe people just like action movies, you know what I mean? And like, can we admit all action movies are dumb?
I've seen a good one or two.
I'm trying to think of...
You saw Inception not too long ago.
Is that an action movie? I did not say that was a good movie. Well, I said it was a feelings movie for men where, like, you take the elevator down to the deepest, most fucking basement floor. Oh, no. He's about to have the biggest feeling. Are we going to be able to stay asleep? Oh, my God.
Number two in theaters, Good Boys. It's a Seth Rogen movie, rated R comedy.
Yes. They were like, okay, Hollywood's got a serious problem with sexual predation. I know what we need. Preteen sex comedy. Let's get some 11-year-olds in there talking about.
What is this? The new kids? The new, like, movie Kids?
But funny. So it's going to be kids acting inappropriate.
Oh, Kids wasn't funny.
It's like it's like super bad, but younger, basically.
Younger than that?
They're like in sixth grade or something like that.
I think JP might be onto something where maybe we don't need to turn to 11-year-olds right now.
Third movie of the weekend, Overcomer.
Oh, that's like the new porn.
Close.
Where he, like, comes too much.
No. Not close. It's one of these religious movies. 38% on Rotten Tomatoes by critics, 99% by stupids.
Wait, does that mean they're on the Christian side?
It's a very religious man who doesn't masturbate and he keeps nutting all over the place.
Wait, overcoming what? Like,
you overcome the odds. It's about
how to find Jesus.
Jesus is definitely involved, and it's about a woman. This guy is in charge of coach. He's a football coach. Something happens where he has to coach track instead. Nobody wants to be part of lame track except one girl, and she has asthma. But through Jesus, she's the big winner. Surprise.
Oh, it's a Lifetime television movie for women.
Yeah, but number three over the weekend.
Jesus will always win in the theater. I don't know why we don't call every episode Jesus is coming, Jesus is here, Jesus saves. I don't understand why we even think of titles. Just say the Lord and Savior is good.
Number four, The Lion King.
Well, he is the king.
Number five, Hobbs and Shaw.
What's that again?
It's a feelings movie.
Yeah, it's a dumb action movie.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Have you seen it?
No, but I get the gist. It's like The Rock fights a building.
Yeah, yeah, you saw it. Number six, I'm into this. Ready or Not. It's R-rated. It's 1 hour, 35 minutes.
Beautiful.
I don't need more bang for my buck. Get me in, shoot some people, and leave. Ready or Not.
That looked pretty good.
This
saw the trailer.
Woman's about to join a fancy family, but I guess to be engaged or married, they play a game of hide and seek with weapons.
What?
Yes.
Did you say it was a good movie? What?
It's what white people do. I don't know why you don't understand this. It's like Christmas Eve, basically.
What the fuck?
Well, you weren't wrong, Kenda, the other day. You said people are out there hunting humans.
Oh, well.
Looks
most
like
dangerous game.
That's a documentary. Yeah. Okay.
Angry Birds Movie 2, true or false? Is that a movie, Kenda?
Please say no.
Yes.
No. Yeah. I'm arguing this with you.
All right. Here's another one. Ready? Is this the title of a movie in the top 10 or did I just make it up?
Ms. Pac-Man Returns.
Ms. Pac-Man Returns.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I've been waiting for this one.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Is that real or not real?
I feel like you just read that.
Okay.
But you're very good at looking at a piece of paper. And
thank you.
Scary movies what?
Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark.
Well, the Wayans brothers are kind of making a comeback, so maybe.
That is a real movie.
All right.
Okay. Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Yes, I know that one.
Okay.
Because Xerxes calls me Dora all the time. I put my backpack on.
Once.
I think he definitely calls me Dora more than Chemda, and I think that's a problem.
Once, upon a time in Hollywood.
Yeah, isn't that old already?
Kind of.
All right. Sorry.
I forgot there was an ellipsis in there. Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
I liked it, yeah.
What's the best part? That we know for sure that Brad Pitt can drive a car?
It was like it was like Big Little Lies. Like every other shot, every other scene was in a car.
It's in real time. I'm like, I believe you can drive.
Maybe he's trying to get on comedians in cars drinking coffee.
Right? Yeah. Is that a real show or not?
That's not a real show. That's life.
That show upsets me.
Does it?
Comedians in cars. It angers me.
Go off.
He's JP the therapist. Go on. And he puts his legs up. Go off.
I'm a Freudian.
Is it because they don't hire women?
It's not an interview. You're literally, he says something. Maybe the guest says something. Then they cut to a pot of coffee. Then two literal things are said. It's not even that fucking deep. Then we cut to a car engine.
Keith, what is it called?
Cars, Comedians, and Coffee.
Okay, it's not called deep. We actually have conversation with each other and we give a fuck.
I saw Eddie
Murphy
for 40 minutes.
You don't like a good anecdote?
They don't even finish a fucking anecdote. Like, hey, I don't like comedians that don't practice their craft. Coffee shot.
But, did we learn that comedians don't like other comedians who don't work on their craft?
Right.
Again? Is that what we learned again?
Some people don't let you say some things. Espresso!
I like it because it's just kind of like success porn for comedians. Right. Like, I enjoy seeing these rich people drive around Westchester County. That's cool to me. I'd like to do that.
I watch it just for
available,
the coffee.
Jerry.
Right. Well, it's funny when, you know, to see the guests act like they give a fuck about the car. Like, ooh, thanks. We can't just talk like normal people. You fucking wacko. Nice engine.
Is he actually driving?
Yeah.
Is it a different car every time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so down to earth.
How about a clutch?
And he drinks
cars
coffee.
Are cool.
Yeah.
What it even starts, I don't know why I'm so upset about it, but it starts like, and this Italian comedian has been making his name in clubs, Sebastian Maniscalco, and that is why I am Jerry Seinfeld. And this, what do you mean that's why you are Jerry Seinfeld? Just trying to find a way to start your show. Fuck you.
This is called Keith Gets Mad at Shows He Half Paid Attention To.
I'm still mad at the Shoshana thing, so whatever.
How about we do comedians and cars, but JP plays all the guests?
Yeah.
Oh, could we get coffee too?
I'll play all the cars.
JP McDade, follow on Instagram at McDade Baby. The Twitter account is JP underscore McDade. The website is McDadeBaby.com. And the weekly show that he co-hosts, Hemd, is there weekly. 9 p.m. Thursdays at Lucky Jack's. It's Too Many Cooks.
Shout out to Louisa.
And there you have it, all right?
The best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Spread the word. That's what keeps the show going. And of course, KeithandTheGirl.com/dad will send you to the dad emails. And for a free look at VIP, go to KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP and use the coupon code dad. So dad is there for us once again.
Oh, we're so early for Father's Day. It's so nice. KeithandTheGirl.com.